going?
Good.
Good.
I'm Thomas.
Hi, Thomas. Garrett.
Good to meet you, Jerry. I'm the bug guy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure you've already got a pest control service. A lot of your neighbors do.
Well, I'm the pest control service.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Really cool. I just do the home, you know, the stuff I buy and spread it around.
Oh, sweet. You use the ortho, the delta methrin. The ortho.
Right.
Yeah. That's pretty good stuff. It's unfortunately it only lasts for a couple of weeks after you've applied it. Just because of all the rain and the sun that comes out, that kind of decomposes it a bit more rapidly than you really want for a product. The reason why I'm here is because I service several of your neighbors.
Right.
Just a few up the way. And because it really helps just to have a professional service done every once in a while, just to augment the good work you're already doing.
Yeah.
So my tech's going to be around like tomorrow and Wednesday. I'm trying to remember days. I hate when I do that to myself. Tomorrow and Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And since you'll be in the area already,
right,
there's group discounts that everyone's entitled to, pretty much.
Well, what's the service like cost?
What is it?
Yeah, you said it's just like one service or what?
So it's a yearly protection.
Okay.
Because when we apply the product, it's... let me show you. So when my pet comes, he'll set up a barrier 3 feet up and 3 feet out from the home to seal off the whole perimeter, sweep up in the eaves, any spot treatments that you see.
Right.
Just get the whole entire house. For the inside, just around like the cracks and the crevices.
Right.
So you'll make sure to get there. Baseboard spraying.
Like
oh yeah. You want them to do the basement when he comes
in? Well, I don't want them to do anything that's gonna be that's gonna be hazardous to your health.
Yeah,
but
of course.
What do you use on that inside basement?
So the methods that I use are really safe. They're the safest in the industry, really, because I don't just come in and spray the baseboards willy-nilly. I make sure to apply it directly to locations where insects are prone to enter the home, like the cracks in the baseboards, not the whole baseboard,
right?
Or the crack around the pipes underneath the sinks.
Right.
You just apply it right there, out of your way, but in the bug's way, so to speak. And just make sure to get feet just everywhere and everything, but really, really quickly. It only takes like 10, 15 minutes inside.
So what are we talking cost-wise for a year?
Do you know the square footage on your home?
It's like 2,300, 2,400 square foot.
Okay. And you said basement. Is it finished? Is it unfinished?
It's, there's no basement underneath the garage.
Okay.
And it's a full basement, so it's unfinished.
Okay.
So it's easy to get to everything.
Yeah, definitely. And I presume you've primarily seen, like, spiders down there?
Spiders are good, right?
Yeah.
Well, they eat everything else.
Spiders mean that there's other things there for them.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I wouldn't go, if I were a spider, I wouldn't go somewhere where there's no food.
Right.
I'd follow the other spiders to where, like Harry Potter.
But there's always spiders in the basement.
Yeah. That's really common. I don't know my basement spiders. So for a home your size, typically that's $199 for the initial visit.
Mm-hmm.
That's just when my tech will come out and perform just the full on everything inside, outside, all the way through. Inspect your home, make sure to customize it to your needs. But like I said, with that group discount, I'm dropping that down from $199 to $109 for the initial visit. And do you prefer to have it be quarterly payments or monthly?
That's too much for the bug control. I mean, it's for 30 years that I've been doing this, and I go through a gallon of that a year, maybe. That's about it. So I'm good. I have a carpenter bee here that I just noticed yesterday. Well, here, look at what he's doing.
Oh yeah, he's setting up all that brass. That's from his drilling into the wood. He's probably gotten, he's probably gotten a good like 2-3 feet in already. He can go up to 10 feet just with his drilling. Yeah, it's kind of nuts. My tech can definitely treat that. Just make sure to...
This is all clad with aluminum, so he must be going in and then finding it and then coming...
Yeah, yeah. He would probably have snuck in.
Just spray this, so don't get on
snuck up underneath there. And then found one of the studs in the roof of the garage.
So is it just like one bee or what?
Right now it's probably just one.
Right.
But when they do that, they make several brood cells, they're called.
Right.
Each of them are maybe like that long and stick a new bee in there.
In there, okay.
So within the next 2 months or so, there'll be several more, yeah.
Right, that's the first time I ever had that. But I mean, it was really weird. I just came out the other morning. I said, what is all this shit back here?
Yeah. Ironically, that's kind of what it is. Mm-hmm. It's wood shavings and bee feces. That, mm-hmm. That's what the frass is. So, incredible stuff, honestly.
Yeah, that he can do that quick.
Yeah, seriously.
Really cool. Do they bite?
Occasionally. They're not.
They have a stinger?
They don't have a stinger, but they do bite. They're less aggressive, so the primary danger of the carpenter bee is not personal danger, right, but structural damage.
Okay.
Because, like I said, they'll drill those 10-foot holes, and right, then you get, and then they'll set up brood cells throughout the whole thing, put in a larva in mm-hmm. each of them, and then...
So they come back every year then?
Yep, they'll come back every year. They'll even overwinter. Just hide out in their holes.
Are they active in the winter? Or?
No, they hibernate during the winter like most insects do.
Okay.
They'll just be waiting there till spring and summer comes around and then just get busy again.
Right. Oh, okay. All right, well, if I notice any other damage that I can't handle, I'll give you a call.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, sure. Like while I'm here, like tech will be even including that. The carpenter bees, it's typically more, but carpenter bees, because they're so common around here, he's just going to be having that done for free for anyone that has them. And right, if you notice them in the interim, then that's free for services. Flying critters, they just, like product that we apply, it's not going to be able to prevent anyone from coming. We don't have magic bubbles.
Right.
But if you notice anything, just call me up. He'll come back. He'll take care of it.
Right. But I'm not going to do it. I mean, unless I find stuff that I can't handle.
Yeah, sure.
So, it's good talking to you.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.